The Bering Sea community of Little Diomede has been without passenger air service for more than 3 months, stranding people and taxing patients on both the island and the mainland. KNOM's Paul Korchin has more.
Norton Sound Health Corporation is responsible for the wellness of Diomeders, and its board of directors recently decided enough is enough.
They drafted a resolution to declare that it be considered to be a disaster area due to the lack of transportation and the lack of access to health care. And I know that Kawerik is also very much involved in advocating for the community as well. They've written a couple of really good letters alongside us.
NSHC Chief Administrative Officer Roy Ogluin says the resolution is aimed at both state and federal officials. They're also urging Evergreen helicopters to restore service as soon as possible. Evergreen's twin-engine BO-105 copter has been down for maintenance, and the company has since relied on a single-engine AS-350 A-STAR to fulfill its Diomede mail contract. But transporting passengers over water requires two engines.
That has had a tremendous impact on the community as far as being able to get not only basic passenger service back and forth, but also, you know, trying to get people into Nome for appointments. We have, for instance, several expectant mothers who have not been able to come in to make their appointments in Nome just because of the lack of transportation. Even getting prescription medications out to the island has been problematic.
Many Diomeders have been unable to keep their medical appointments. Ogluin says technology can compensate for that, but only to a point.
Telemedicine is always an option. I think sometimes the connection to Little Diomede and certainly the connection to all of our communities through the internet or through the telephone can be really difficult at times. And it's spotty and not always reliable. We're able to do some things, but there's no replacement for actual face-to-face appointments.
Diomede City Clerk Jamie Akinga indicates such logistical hurdles have taken a toll on her community's welfare.
There are people needing to get off of the island, especially the health aides. They need to leave for training. It's really important that we get our health aides off for training because we're on an island with 114 people, and they're the heart of our community. They're the lifesavers and the healers. Lots of reasons why we need passenger service, because we're so remote. Our representatives don't make it out to go to meetings to voice our concerns, our needs.
Akinga says Diomeders are frustrated by the ongoing lack of air service. Small planes land on a frozen runway during winter, but when the ice is out, the copters become the only alternative. Ogluin notes it's not just on the island that Diomeders are getting stranded.
And then we also have the problem of once people get here, or people that arrived here several months ago have not been able to go home because of the lack of transportation. We've had a couple of people fly to Wales and then get on a boat in Wales, a personal boat, and then make it to Diomede. But if there is any kind of wave activity, you pretty much can't land a boat on the shore there because of the rocks.
Akinga indicates her community is weary of being viewed as a mere curiosity by the people in power.
It's unfortunate for Diomede to be so highly spoken of because we're sitting 2.5 miles in front of Big Diomede, Russia, and that we can see tomorrow. And we get all that publicity, but we don't get help as promptly as we need. We have the governor talking about, yeah, we can see Russia from the U.S., the former governor. She's never been here.
Some folks think it makes no sense to live on a remote Bering Sea island in this day and age. Akinga has something to say to them.
I would ask them to come spend a month here and see exactly how we live and how we've grown so adapted to our lifestyle that living on an island is most important because it is extremely dry. There is no alcohol. It's very hard to get drugs here. It's a better place for children to grow. There's subsistence, the gathering and the hunting, especially the blue king crab. I hear it's the best crab anywhere. It's just a very unique place to live.
Evergreen executives at both the company's Anchorage office and world headquarters in Oregon repeatedly have refused to comment about their diminished Diomede service. NSHC President and CEO Carol Piscoya says she's drafting a letter directly to the company urging a resumption of passenger service. In Nome, I'm Paul Korchin.